Mitch and Ben versus everything.
All right, here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. Mitch and fuck Jordan the other week. We're calling you Michael now. I don't even know what I got. I got the B and fucked it up.
Welcome to Mitch and Ben versus everything.
I fell over on a second ladder of my own name. That is a new record. Jesus Christ,
mate! I fucked Arnie Bev up the other week. Do you know how many times I've
that's
done
a joke that,
that
Mitchell does, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah. I fucked up Arnie Bev the other week. She was talking back.
Yeah, fucking.
She was talking back.
Barbecue got awkward.
Had to punch her right in the throat.
Yeah, she was like, "Flip them," and you're like, "No, give them time." She's like, "Flip them," and you're like, "Fucking,
fuck you, Arnie Bev."
Left, right, good night, Arnie Bev.
Yeah. Fucking. Your potato bake was undercooked. You fucking bitch.
You fucking mole.
Oh, mate.
Back anyway. To the station with you. Hashtag mole station. Love the hashtag mole station because it's just molestation for those who can't figure it out.
Yep. Let's just keep going.
It's great. I'm obsessed with it ever since I heard someone say it.
Molestation.
Yeah. You put hashtag mole station, it's just molestation. That's why I'm so obsessed with it.
Imagine a town named Mole, or like a suburb named Mole.
Got a train station.
Yeah, I'm in a train station.
Oh, we need to make this happen.
Mole station.
Mole station.
To be somewhere in Western Sydney, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
What's been happening, man? Anything exciting?
Mate, straight into the news.
All right.
Grandma. Last request before death.
Love this.
Make her tombstone a big old dick.
What a fucking queen.
Yeah. Yep.
What an absolute savage.
Yeah.
Like
just for generations to come. Queen of the dicks.
Yeah. Just imagine that that's your grandma and just like
oh, man.
That's what she was into.
Like. People like who put their hand on top of tombstones be like, oh yeah, you just touch the cock.
Oh, wait, is it tombstone or the coffin?
No, it was the tombstone.
Oh, some reason I was thinking of the coffin.
That is also equally as funny, but not as obvious.
Just in a big dick shake off.
That's just for the people at the funeral.
Wait, was it, no, so she intentionally requested it. It wasn't like an accidental.
Yeah, nah.
Like,
nah, she intentionally.
Trying to make like a love heart or something.
That's what she wanted. A big pink dick.
How the fuck? She doesn't want anyone to visit her grave.
Imagine she wants a lot of visitors.
Yeah.
She wants people coming there every day. I feel like
chances are those genetics are getting passed down. So that's the women in that family are probably mounting the tombstone.
Dude, the fucking weird guy who turns up to polish the balls. Just he's like, I'm just. Looking after it.
Jesus Christ. Like, imagine if that was your, like, I know you said grandma, but that's someone's mum.
Yep.
That's someone's mum with a big dick-shaped fucking tombstone. Like,
yeah. Imagine if it was it'd be so hard to do.
But imagine
like,
explaining
like,
that.
To
like
scale
a
mold of your husband's dick. Yeah. Grandpa was packing.
Yeah. No wonder he had fucking... What? I can't remember that fucking... What's that back disease where you slouch? Fuck, whatever.
Scoliosis.
Yeah, maybe that. I don't know. I don't know where I was going. I was trying to think
Scoliosis dick.
Yeah, that big scolio dick.
That's where your dick points like a different direction.
I'm not long enough to have that.
The old bendy dick.
One points true north. It's got no... hard or soft. It's just fucking... It's the same.
Scoliosis dick. I can piss around corners. Like Tom Cruise. In
boomerang.
Men in Black. Fucking Mission Impossible.
He pissed around a corner, did he?
Yeah. That's how he does it. Exclusively. Didn't you see that in the
I've never
extras?
Seen any of them.
No, it's in the DVD extras of the first movie. You know how they used to have those documentaries?
Yeah.
One of the deleted scenes is Tom Cruise pissing around a corner with his right angle dick. right into a man's asshole. Because he's closeted gay.
I feel like I should know whether you're fucking with me or not. But it's also Tom Cruise, and I'm like,
Jesus Christ. And Elron Hubbard was in the corner jerking off just furiously.
Oh, this just sounds more believable now. Now I don't know which way to go.
That's what they've got on him. He just likes to piss around corners into gay little person's assholes. We're doubling down now. Now there's a little person in the closet with him.
Fucking hell, Tom. Good thing you make a good movie, mate.
Oh, mate, doesn't he make a good movie?
He does make a good movie.
I love that Edge of Tomorrow movie where he like relives the same day over and over again.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Haven't you? Dude, mate. It's so good. He's got like a hot girlfriend.
So what was the issue with the movie? Like, is it just like... Because normally there's got to be some sort of like issue or conflict with a movie.
Oh, yeah. So what it is...
Because that just sounds great.
Yeah, no. Aliens have invaded Earth. And it's the last human push. Like, it's everyone's in. And he's, like, some officer, like, journalist officer. And, like, nah, man, you're on the front lines. So he runs onto this beach and immediately dies. But as he dies, he gets this certain alien blood on him.
Oh, nice.
And it can control time. That's how the aliens win the war. They can control time.
That's pretty advantageous.
So now every time he dies, he resets to the day before. So he can just get it. By trial and error, he can just get it done because he can relive the same day over and over again.
Yeah, right.
It's a really, really good movie.
Okay.
And you're like, God damn it. Like, it's really clever the way they did it and the way it ends. But he dies at the end, just so you know.
And the whole time, it's just hard to believe that this is a man who spends his free time pissing around corners in the midget's arseholes.
Who's 4'9". Himself.
He's very short. Jacked as fuck, though.
Oh, dude. For an old duck?
Yeah.
he's an old duck.
He's in better shape than I've ever fucking been.
Yeah. And he's got his own fucking jet. Like, his own...
Of course
like,
he does.
...trainer fighter jet. Like a Mackie or something. Not a Mackie. Mackies are an old fucking aircraft. I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
Anyway.
Anyway. Good for you, Tom. What were we even talking about before that? Oh,
grandma's last request before death.
Speaking of women who love dicks. Headline I saw this morning: single dating guru.
Yep.
She's 37 years old. Reveals why American men are better at dating than Aussie men.
Yeah.
It's because they're more confident, she says.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Americans have all the confidence, like unearned confidence in the world. Like,
well, they did win World War II.
Yeah, but fucking get over it.
Swinging their dicks around.
I know. Get over it, though. That's like, it's like, you know, honestly, it was because they just, it's just because they had the fucking nuclear bomb. It's like there's a fight in a schoolyard between two kids, and some kid walks in with a gun and shoots one, and they're like, fuck that kid. Like, he saved it.
No, what it was.
It's like, yeah, of course, because he had a gun.
Yeah.
The other guys didn't have guns.
No, what it was, there was a fight in the schoolyard, and then the two kids fought, tired themselves out.
Yeah.
And then America walked in and kicked one of them in the balls.
With superior weapons, by the way. Like, not like they just walked in with equal playing field. Like, they just had the bomb. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Get over yourselves, America. But anyway.
Fucking America.
She quoted, she goes, oh, apparently when she was over there. Also, fuck you for this. She goes, oh, I'll live on an eat, pray, love fucking expedition around the world. That, fuck you. If you use eat, pray, love, go fuck yourself.
Oh, she's just a rich, rich cunt.
You're traveling the world to get railed. That's it.
Yeah.
And also, if you're single, how good at dating are you?
Oh, awful.
Yeah. So
she's just a slut.
Shut the fuck up.
Which I'm not against.
Oh, no. I'm not against at all.
Yeah. The more sluts, the better, in my opinion. 100%. 100%.
What do we want? We want sex with women. What do we want? We don't want to work hard for it, and start to making it easy.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're a prude, go fuck yourself, because that's probably all you're going to be ever doing.
10 dudes at once. Just go for it.
That's minimum.
Yeah, unless you're with me, then you just have me.
Just
my missus isn't taking 10 dicks at once. All right, I'll get fucking paranoid.
Yeah, that's too many dicks. You'll be stuck in like.
Yeah.
Even though she's your missus, you'll be like 7 or 8 in the queue. You're like, how the fuck did I get back here?
Yeah.
How the fuck did this happen? It's like Walt Disney standing in line at fucking Disney World. Like, how the fuck? What's going on here? Yeah. Like,
Tanya's a one dick girl. That's my Tanya. One dick girl.
Good for you, Tanya.
Yeah.
You fucking prude.
I want more sluts. I just don't want my wife to be one of them.
Right? Yeah, 100%.
Call me a hypocrite.
No, I can't. No, in fairness, 10 dudes at once is probably a bit much.
It's probably a bit much,
a bit much.
Yeah.
Unless you're like the big boy. Start in which case, three. You're like, I don't give a fuck who joins in.
Yeah, start with three. Then work your way up to four or five.
I don't know. I just feel like there's too much good a chance of like my balls rubbing some other dude's balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to be okay with that if you're going to partake in it.
Because it's only gay if your balls touch. That's,
yeah.
As far as I understand.
Yeah.
Homosexuality.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
you
what
can, you
that's
can,
what that's the benchmark, isn't it?
Yeah. You can rail a dude.
Yeah.
So long as you tape his balls to his stomach.
Yeah, cuz you don't want to be like
yeah.
jamming him and you just look like a fucking one of those executive ball clinkers that are on the fucking
oh no.
those people's desks where they go yeah, you can't have that. And after a while it fucking hurt.
Yeah. He's fucking you have a little ball clash.
Yeah.
Like owie.
Are we? So yeah, as long as your balls don't touch. So you can have as many dudes as long as no one's balls touch.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Unless you just want to touch balls, in which case, I don't know.
In that case,
everybody
get
fuck
on
everybody.
The gay train. Get on the gay train.
Gay train. Woo woo.
All aboard, motherfuckers. I mean, father fuckers.
Just don't touch my balls. Oh, wait, no, do. It's the gay train.
Yeah, it's the gay train.
The train is the balls.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where the fuck did this go?
Yeah. We got a bit off track.
Just a little.
Anyway, next in the news, Hershey's, which is an American
Hershey's Kisses
chocolate company, says it won't be able to meet the Halloween demand this year. That's it.
The Halloween demand?
Yeah. Can't do it. We're too fat. They can't keep up. It's over,
well,
Ben.
Good thing there's like six other chocolate companies that will fucking...
We had it good. We had it good for a long time, Ben. Not anymore, man.
Not any good?
No, it's over. The apocalypse is here. Kill your neighbors, eat their food. That's it. I'm going to go eat my neighbor's dog right now.
Fair enough.
Hershey's is... They can't meet demand. What the fuck? What's going on here? First, it was car batteries.
It's time to euthanize my children because I don't want them growing up in that world.
How the fuck did the war in Russia cause the Hershey's fucking chocolate pandemic? I thought chocolate
COVID,
came
mate.
From South America.
It's COVID.
Goddamn COVID.
COVID's the greatest excuse for everything.
Oh, man. We have been eating a lot of chocolate in COVID.
Yeah.
That's probably part of it.
Yeah, and just COVID.
Man, I heard South American cartels are moving into avocado and mandarin farming. Because it's so lucrative.
Like, yeah, don't fuck with the price of avocados. Those cunts are dear enough already.
Can you imagine getting your hands cut off for avocado? Can you imagine they go full cartel over the fucking fresh produce market?
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
That's just going to be like a way to launder money or something, surely.
Oh, they're probably putting cocaine in the avocados.
I don't think
sure.
they're fucking... I don't think... Fucking Mr. Ramirez is fucking king of the cartels, like, sit, you know, too concerned about the state of avocados.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're sitting down and, like, breakfast and being like, fucking avocados are $8 each. Yeah. Fucking, I'll fix that. Like,
I think it'd be good if, because we said before, if you use, they might use the avocado farms to smuggle cocaine.
Sure, that's fine.
I think if I
get a bag inside my avocado.
Dude. I'd be so happy. You find a little bit of cocaine in your avocado for breakfast on your smashed toast.
You don't even need the toast, mate.
You don't need the toast anymore.
Leave the coffee behind.
Yeah, fucking, you're out the door.
Yeah, that's all you need, son.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, actually, they're going to put bags in fucking avocados. Yeah, let's...
Yeah, dude, let's do it. Let's fucking justify the price.
Yeah, I'll buy fucking... Oh, fuck Australian-owned.
Yeah.
Fuck that kangaroo.
Buy Mexican.
Buy Mexican. Buy fucking...
Colombian.
Guatemalan.
Oh, man, these are the...
Eat the purest.
Guatemalan.
It's also just fun to say Guatemala.
Yeah, Guatemala.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
Ever since you brought that up in the last podcast, or not the last one, but whatever fucking podcast it was
yeah.
a while ago, I just keep using I'm the captain now as
yeah,
much,
dude,
as, much as I can.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now. I had to use someone's computer at work the other day, like one of my bosses. And I was like, just had to duck on there and print something out. Like, it took like 10 seconds and they weren't doing anything. And then they like kind of looked up at me using their computer. I'm just like, I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Just walk up to your boss's desk. And while he's like away, just sit in his chair. Just be like, I'm the captain
now. I'm the captain now. It's so fun to do.
What else is happening in the news, mate?
The only other thing I've got is fucking, I just thought this was amusing. So, they use NRL star very loosely. This cunt played for the Bulldogs, who were the worst team in the league last year, and he got cut from them.
Yeah.
So he played NRL. Michael Leisha, he found his girlfriend. It said performing sex acts, which I think we can guess what it is, on a teammate.
Yep.
So he goes and punches a window, loses 2.5 liters of blood, and nearly bleeds out and dies.
Wow.
Almost dies. I just thought that was a hilarious reaction to just go wail on a window.
That is
like how embarrassing.
Crazy.
Like just be like, I need help, guys.
Yeah, dude. Like you keep it on the down low too.
Yeah.
Like why are you making a scene?
Yeah,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
Like let's solve this another way. Kill his mother.
Oh Jesus.
Just go hard.
That'll learn him.
Yeah, that'll learn him. No, fuck his mum.
Yeah, no.
Fuck his mother.
Let's back it off. Yeah, don't kill anyone.
Yeah. Fuck, kill,
like,
then
he
eat
almost
his
killed
mother.
Himself, but yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Mitchell. Did you just say fuck, kill, and eat his mother?
Look, man, like, what happens on the podcast stays on the podcast, is what I'm saying. Is let's just, you know, it's the perfect revenge.
I love the idea of, like, when you say eat, you just mean, like, eat out.
Yeah.
So he's like, fucks her, kills her, and he's like, num.
And then he eats a pussy.
He's like, yeah. When she can't enjoy it.
Yeah. This is for me, not you. Yeah. All mine.
I'm doing this because I want to.
Oh, man. Poor dude. Cut.
I just thought that's like so embarrassing. But what the fuck's going on here? Ah! Just like, yeah. Oh, guys, can you finish that blowy song? I am not in a good way. Like,
he's lost like 2.5 liters, so he's probably like good about it at first. Like he's like, oh shit, I might need some help. I'll let them finish first.
Yeah.
Like,
but also they saved your life technically, because so now you owe him a life debt.
Yeah, life debt.
So now she has to suck him off.
I'm all about the life debts.
I'd love to someone. Oh God, I wish someone owed me a life debt.
A life debt is. I want to go back to the old days where it actually meant something, like where people were fighting with swords and life debts were pretty common. Just like, oh yeah, this is Patrick. He owes me a life debt now.
Yeah.
We were at work the other day. He nearly got killed by a man with a mace, and I stabbed that dude in the neck, and now he owes me a life debt. Yeah, sweet. What are we gonna do? I'm gonna
a lot of fucking.
Yeah,
not gonna lie, Patrick.
he lives in the tool shed. I go out there every second day to fuck the ass off him.
He's
That's what I do.
His sustenance is basically my cum.
I'm stealing his gains.
That is all. That is all that I feed him. I just feed him cum.
After 3 weeks, he's jacked,
he's
though.
Honestly, he wishes he was dead. Sure, I saved him.
Yeah. He keeps trying to end it. I won't let him.
I won't let him. I keep reviving him. And that's another life debt.
This is your fight. He owes me 12 life debts now.
I call him the cat because he's got 9 lives.
Oh,
he owes me 12 life debts. All I feed him is cum in the shed.
He really botched one attempt, so now his legs don't work properly. He can't get away. He's made it worse for himself.
Yeah, he might have made it easier for me.
Start passing him around the neighborhood. Now he owes everyone a life debt. Oh, man. Ah, sex slaves. Funny.
All
right. Let's get into Wake Up to Yourself, Ben. You got one?
I do. So once again, I know last week mine was comedy related, but here's the thing. When you're a comedian, you're a fucking legend, right? And everyone knows it. But when you when someone finds out you do comedy, the people who say, oh, tell me a joke, go fuck yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Go fuck yourselves straight away. No one does that with any other. Like, if you hear someone goes, oh, I'm a singer, you don't go sing me a song.
Yeah.
Like, no. Someone's like, oh, I'm a lawyer. You're like, oh, can you get me out of this? Like, yeah. Fucking, you don't do that with any other profession.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves. I'm not your monkey. I'm not here to fucking just spout jokes on cue. And it's not the same as well. It's not the same as telling you like a fucking, a priest walks into a bar fucking kind of joke or whatever, whatever those fucking things are. It's not, the jokes you do on stage, they work on stage.
Yeah.
They're not just fucking everyday conversation jokes.
I will say to people.
Learn the difference, like, cunts.
I'll say to people, well, first you got to pay me.
Yeah. Because this is what I do. I'm a comedian.
This is what I do. Do it to earn a living.
Yeah.
Make some fucking moolah.
Hmm.
So then you gotta get me a stage, a mic, PA.
It'd be like.
We're going to have to advertise seats.
Yeah. It'd be like someone going, oh, you go, oh, what do you do for work? They go, I'm a builder. You're like, oh, build me a deck.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you got to pay me. Like, no, I need to find out if you're a builder first.
Yeah.
How am I going to know you're a builder unless you build me a deck?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, well, you build me the deck and then I'll let you put a fucking extension on the back of the house. But without that deck, I don't believe you're a builder, mate. It's like, fuck off. That's not the way it works.
Yeah.
If you do that, you can. And people who go, they fucking say something mildly amusing and they go, oh, you can use that. No, I can't. It was shit. Do you know how hard it is to paint this fucking scenario again in a way that's actually funny? Because that wasn't fucking funny to begin with. Like, if you offer me jokes or you say, tell me a joke, go fuck yourself. Suck me off. Suck me off so hard. Once again, the bed sheets got my asshole. I want to feel like a Hoover. I want to be able to drag my ass across the floor and clean the carpet. You sucked me off that hard.
You want to create a vacuum black hole.
I want his
asshole.
Yes.
The singularity.
I want fucking people to go, I wish Stephen Hawking was alive to fucking study this.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what this is, and it's eating up...
reality.
The reality. So if you're that person who says, fucking tell me a joke, suck me off. Yeah. That's all I got. What do you got, Mitchell?
Look, I've got one because obviously I've been fucking trying to unfollow. You know what? This is what wake up to yourself should be.
Right.
Let me fucking see what my algorithm is. Let me actually go through and be like, what do I want to see?
Mm.
Like this fucking bullshit where Google and Facebook and everyone's stealing my fucking information and they're feeding me shit that they think I want to see. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Just let me pick it. Because I'm getting all this fucking... Because I'm looking up news. I'm trying to find funny articles.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're actually interested in the news. No. Don't give a fuck.
I don't.
Like, they're sharing fucking shit with me. Like, all these, like, bum me out stories. I'm like, I get it. There's a war in the Ukraine.
Mm.
But fucking old puddin' tits over here isn't going to fucking fix anything.
No.
Me knowing's not going to... And I'm not saying, if you've got your fucking head in the sand, you're not living, all of that shit. It's like, no. It's just bad for your mental health.
Yeah.
You've got to watch what you're watching.
People who read the news every day are the most miserable cunts.
Yeah, dude.
Like, the people who know everything that's happened aren't happy people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just not.
Yeah. I've spoken to comedians. I speak to a comedian who's always seeing stuff to do with, like, the hyper left.
Yeah.
And she's sharing that stuff, being like, what the... this is dumb.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you fucked your algorithm.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching stuff that's going to trigger you and you're engaging with it and you're sharing it more. And it's just like, you... yeah, it's fucked. And then I saw something on Facebook the other day, which was the fucking big row about the rainbow fucking flag on the...
oh, the jerseys?
No, not on the jerseys. It was on the Shrine of Remembrance.
Oh, yeah.
Which, look, I'm not even going to give my opinion on it. Because no one should have an opinion on it. Except the dead. That's it. Mm. It's their shrine. You've built it. It's there for them. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't fuck with it. That's it. Unless
I'll give one opinion on it. I don't think it was ever genuinely a thing. Yeah. I think it's just fucking something they knew. It's an outrageous idea that someone's thrown forward that they knew would get turned down that would cause division.
Yeah, that's
true. And that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
It's so outlandish. Like, it was never going to get passed, but someone's gone, oh, let's fucking, and it's just purely there to fucking create division.
I think
that's all
you're
I think.
100% correct. I think you're 100% correct there. The people and who cared enough to write in and send threats to people and all of the crazy shit that went along with it, like,
because I reckon you could talk to 99% of the LGBTQ fucking. Also, if you're the IA, go fuck yourself. You're the plus.
Wow.
you're the that's plus. What the plus. You're the means. Plus.
Yeah.
I'm not. Fuck off. But anyway, if you
stop adding letters.
Yeah. Stop adding letters. Like, honestly, soon it'll just be the alphabet in a random fucking order. Yeah. But anyway, where was I going? If you interviewed like 99% of them, they'd be like, I don't really care about that. Like, that would do fuck all for helping me. And they couldn't give a shit. Yeah. And then there's that 1% that there is in every fucking subculture, every demographic of the world that just goes, I want to do this just to fucking rile people up.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And it's those ones, unfortunately, who, like, the people go, oh, they're trying to fucking, I don't know, brainwash, I don't know, yeah, they're trying, yeah. You know, whatever it is. I can't think of the way they do it. And that's why when you have like a simple gesture, like fucking something on a jersey, they're like, they're trying to fucking change our fucking society. And you're like, well, no, this one's okay. That one's outlandish fucking propaganda. Like, that's my opinion on it anyway.
They're also trying to fucking, they're trying to compete on a scale. They're trying to stay the NRL with the jerseys.
Yeah.
Okay. They're trying to sell ads. They need people watching the sport. When you watch a game of NRL, you can get sucked into it. It's actually a very fucking engaging sport.
It lends itself to TV very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's fucking simple. One ball is moving to the other.
Yeah.
It's not really... It's child friendly and you can sell ads and it's very easy to do on large scales. So if you're trying to build that market, well then what's the next? Historically, that market, the gay market has not probably engaged with football or NRL very much.
Yes.
So that's what they've done. Manly's decided to do that, and then like you said, everyone's got on their high horse. And back to my point, though, is stop seeing this stuff and, just being angry and outraged. Unfuck your algorithms. Start watching things that make you feel, like, good, that are engaging and turning your mind on, and just buying into the outrage culture. I've got time to fill in a podcast, so I need to talk about it. But for the people out there, listen to me. It's really, really bad for you.
Also, if you're near my phone, stop talking about big dicks, because I miss the days where I'd get like the ads for, hot MILFs near me. Dude. Now I've got like big dicks near you. I'm like, if I can't have one, I may as well suck one. Like fucking, Dude, stop talking about big dicks. I don't want to know where the big dicks near me are.
I'm getting ED pill fucking things. I've never had an issue.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you should be ashamed if you don't, and I'd probably talk about it on stage if I did.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm not that afraid of it.
I think I get too many boners.
Yeah, dude. 100%.
Well, so, my boner game's still strong at 33.
But that being said, ED pills do sound like a good time.
They do.
Yeah, like great time. I know heaps of people who've partied with them, and they're like, it's great. You just fuck forever. It's awesome. Yeah, so...
You want to get some ED pills?
let's get some ED pills and then come back and review them. Well, my ass is sore.
Guess which one of us is the top and which one's the bottom. Stay tuned.
The answers might surprise you. All right. masturbate.
Wouldn't it be funny if we made like a little fucking a video where we're taking ED pills and we're going to a gay bar and we're going to see it. And then we just go out and we get fucked. So we just got hard dicks while we're getting fucked in the asshole. Don't we? Well, we didn't fuck anyone, but our dicks are like still
the before
hard.
There's the before and after, and it's like, oh, we're all excited. And then after a week of just having like gay sex the whole time, we're like scarred, like bags under our eyes. One of our shirts is ripped.
Like, well, we would have preferred to be doing the fucking, but
yeah, I can't.
Our
talk.
Dicks were hard the whole time, so ED pills, get after them.
I can't talk. I just start sobbing uncontrollably.
Mitch has seen some shit. You're sitting around like war vets. Fucking. All right. When I was in the mess.
All right. Masturbators.
All righty.
All right. We've got it. You ready?
Yep.
The NRL is overrated.
The NRL is overrated. All right. So I'm saying it is.
Yep.
Fucking oaf it is. I'm sick. I'm honestly, I've had enough of the NRL. It's, we were talking not too long ago, right? And we're saying how they should, yeah, you know, you're kind of bringing up the controversy of the jersey and it helps sell tickets and all that.
Yeah.
The NRL has to do that shit because it's overrated. It's a game people are switching off more and more, just going, I've had enough of the fucking shit. There's too much grey area in the fucking sport where they're slowing shit down to fucking see, like, in 1/100th of the speed, whether some cunt's hand is a millimeter off the ball when he puts it down. Anything looks worse in slow motion, but just, you can see it in the dwindling crowds every year. The fact that, like, we're just worshipping sex offenders. It should be black and white, the game, but there's so much grey. Like, if you watch, as much as I'm not a massive fan of it, or I was at one stage, Aussie rules or even soccer, yeah, it's very cut and dry what the rules are, and it's very hard to misinterpret them. The NRL fucks it up completely, and it's just fucking, the fans are dog shit. Fucking, it's overrated. I've had enough of it. Also, like if you're gonna try use controversy to sell tickets, lean into it more. Let people fucking say, oh, I'm going to smash this cunt next week, and then let them go fucking punch each other's head in.
Yeah.
Like, lean into it. Let them be characters. It's overrated. It's fucking dying. Like, they nearly the whole reason they had to fucking keep playing through COVID was because if they didn't, they would have gone under.
Yeah.
They're like, that's how bad of a situation.
Week to week.
Yeah, that's how bad of a situation it is because they're overrated.
Now, Ben, I can see the points you're making, and I'm going to use them to actually explain to you that the league is actually underrated. Now, there's a lot of people getting away from the sport. It's harder to compete nowadays, right? But you've got some of the best athletes on the planet, and we've got some of the best athletes in Australia on the planet.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
You look at other sports where we're competing on the world stage, top 10. In a lot of things.
We're pretty sick.
A fucking Australian champion who's now being discussed in GOAT status. Okay? And he was a football player. Those dudes who are playing in the NRL are some of the best at what they do we are the best at what we do in the world.
Yes.
And they're incredible athletes. And the problem is the NRL's underrated is because they're fucking it up. They're fucking it up for themselves because they're not doing the things that they should be doing to get eyes on the sport, okay? You want to, you like you said, they've got to lean into trying to buy markets the wrong way and trying to advertise to markets and all of that shit. Just make it engaging, okay? That's why the NRL is underrated. It's being mismanaged. It's a shitty sport. They don't know how to promote, and it's not a shitty sport. They don't. I mean to say, it's not a shitty sport.
It's a shittily run sport.
They don't know how to promote it.
Yeah.
And they had a great run in the 80s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and maybe into the early
2000s.
Yep. And the idea of the classic bloke is no longer just the biggest fucking ugliest dude on the field. It's the bloke who's got the most finesse, the best footwork, who's constantly going out and doing the best things for his communities, and all of those things that are what make people like the sport, and they're not doing it. They're fucking not promoting their players correctly. They're making them wear shirts. and it's not how you build a sport. And if they use the UFC's format to use embedded series and all of that other stuff that the UFC does so well, the NRL might be famous in more countries than just Australia. So I think it's underrated.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah.
That's a good argument.
Yeah, mate.
Well done.
That's all right, mate. I don't even watch NRL either.
Yeah I know. We're probably on the wrong sides for those, but fucking it is what it is. You can't you can't doubt the fate design of the rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. Let's get into wrong answers only.
All right, what's this one?
You've got that one prepared, haven't you?
I do. Let me get me una memento por favor, senior citizens. Senior citizens, fucking. Where are we?
That's my.
All right, here we go. Music. So this is just directly from Reddit. We're not going to lie. The last one on last week was too. Until you guys start sending us problems to solve, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
My girlfriend told me my dick is too small. We're both 19. The first time we had sex, I thought it was nice, and then we did it again, and I asked her if I was doing anything wrong, and she told me she's used to guys with 7 to 9 inch dicks.
Yeah.
I felt hurt, and when I measured my dick, it's hard, and I'm 6 inches. Is this normal?
He's probably... I'm not going to say that. I was like, I just remembered that's someone else's joke. She's a size queen, okay? This is what they're called. Women who are obsessed with big dicks, size queen.
Yeah.
So what you've got to do is you've got to go to Japan or have a friend go to Japan, like what I did.
Yes.
And my friend went to Japan and he came back from Japan with a penis extender. And he gave that to me. So...
And Tanya's just been glowing since. Like
she... Look, she...
It was almost like she went on a vacation.
Yeah, she doesn't walk as well as she used to.
No.
But with the dick extender, I have started listening to rap music and playing basketball. I've grown taller. Thinking about getting myself some dreadlocks. All because my friend did the nice thing.
He gave me an extra 2 inches.
Yeah, gave me an extra 2 inches.
Which is all any guy really wants as well.
Yeah.
But also, like, she's 19 and she's used to guys 7 to 9 inches.
Yeah.
Like, how many dudes have you been with that are 7 to 9 inches? Like, she's black. She's got to be black.
I was trying to dance around it.
Nah. I'm not. She's fucking... She's black, and you're a white dude with an adequate dick, and she's like, I'm sorry, homie. That's fucking not enough dick for this Williams sister.
The global average is 4 inches.
Is it?
The global average is 4 inches.
Hells yeah.
Now...
Oh, well, China is fucking huge.
When you go into certain places in Asia, and I'm not saying small dicks are exclusive to Asia.
But they are.
Because I've seen plenty of white dudes with small dicks, myself included.
Yeah.
But... That's the average.
So it sucks that I would be average in Asia.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, I'm small here.
Yeah.
But if I moved to Asia, I'd be huge. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I'd still be average.
Yeah, man. So, look, she's a size queen. So you've just got to get creative. Get yourself a penis extender. And
re-sleever. Just saying. Just get a ham bone at Christmas, jam it up, and pull the bone out. Fucking re-sleeve that bitch. Then she won't... just
put an entire chicken up there.
Yeah,
an entire if that's what you're into. It depends what sort of meat you're into.
Yeah,
really.
Re-sleeve her. Then she'll be like, "Oh, no, six is too much." And you're like, "Yeah, I'm big, aren't I?"
Yeah, like a massive.
Once I re-sleeves this bitch.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't know where to go from there.
we've just got to sit in it, haven't we, Ben? Until one of us thinks of something to say.
I'm struggling.
I don't know how to follow that either. Yeah, I'm going to be honest, man.
I'm struggling.
Yeah. Reese Lever. That was probably the most fuck. We've said a lot of fuck things on this. That was,
it's up there.
I'm going to call this episode the Re-Sleeve Debacle.
Re-Sleeve Gate.
Yeah. Re-Sleeve Gate.
Oh, fun fact, though, speaking of averages,
yeah.
the Republic of Congo, or as it should be called, the Republic of Dongo. The fucking
they do have big dicks there.
The average is 7.6.
Dude, that'd be the life.
That's average. That means this dude's bigger than that and fucking smaller. Like,
oh man, can you imagine walking around in the Congo with a 6-inch dick,
bro? It'd be embarrassing.
No, but
I can't imagine. I can't imagine walking around with a 6-inch dick.
On the world scale, you're like, you're doing all right. You're above average.
Yeah.
In the Congo, you're like, everyone's laughing at you.
Everyone's like, you don't need a dick.
Everyone's like, what is it, cold? 40 degree day in the Congo.
Bit chilly, are ya?
Someone give this man a blanket.
And that's why I can never live in the Republic of Congo.
Yeah.
You'd see that average drop like a full inch if I moved over there.
Yeah.
That's how little I've got. I would drop it a whole inch.
Yeah. The Congo is historically one of the dangerous places on Earth.
And that's just because they're dicks.
You're afraid because they've got bigger dicks than you, yeah. And you get laughed at. Yeah. Shoot me in the head. Just don't giggle while you're doing it.
Yeah. Just leave my pants on.
Oh fuck! All right, that's the podcast, man. It's fucking we've gone a bit over on this one, but I had fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
I don't keep track of the time. That's your department. So
yeah, I know. I was leaning back and enjoying myself too. We went places.
We definitely did. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, if you can get around on just all socials, we're just going to say all socials. Look up You're Joking, Mitch Coyne Comedian. Fucking Ben McLennan Comedy, and go check out the Comedy Club and Face Open Mic Comedy.
Yep, and like us, give us 5 stars on Spotify. Really helps us out.
I keep forgetting to say, give us 5 stars on Spotify.
That's right, mate. That's why we work together.
Yeah,
we're one of us trips over, the other the falls thing- over him as well.
I love that. That's exactly how we run this thing. But stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. We do have some exciting shit coming up, episode ideas, and just production value in general. So
yep.
Give us a chance. Stick with us. I know we just said the Reese Lever woman, but please don't give up on us now.
Don't act like you didn't giggle a little when you heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're listening to this, you know what you're in for by now.
Yeah.
So, and if this is your first episode, well,
welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the community.
You're the captain now. All right. All catch right, you,
cunts. Love yous.
Mitch and Ben versus everything.